each year from October 15th through December 7th, we have the open enrollment period for Medicare beneficiaries. And this is the time when we encourage them to review their current health, medical, prescription, drug needs and review what coverage they have, because this is the period when they can switch plans if they desire.
How do they know which plan they should be switching to? Where's the information available?
There are several sources they can use. They can always dial 1-800-MEDICARE and talk to a customer service representative over the phone. If they have internet coverage, they can just go to medicare.gov as the website and look at it on their own. And if they want face-to-face assistance, they should contact the state health insurance assistance program in the state that they're in. In some states, you can contact them through your area agencies on aging. Or if you don't know how to contact them, again, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the information for the SHIP in your area.
Has this open enrollment system changed at all since the Affordable Care Act became law?
No, it hasn't. It is separate from the open enrollment period under the Affordable Care Act in the individual marketplace, and it's the Medicare annual enrollment period's been the same even prior to the ACA.
Why would somebody need to make a change in their coverage? Did they have a change in their prescription? Would that be the major reason, or are there other reasons as well?
Well, first off, plans change from year to year, so the insurance carriers that perhaps your prescription drug plan is on could change their formulary from year to year. So maybe the prescription that you're taking is no longer covered by the plan that you're on, so you want to find the plan that your prescription is covered on.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, can you tell us a bit about more about the agency, what it's all about, and what it does?
Wow, well, we do quite a bit. Of course, we oversee and manage the Medicare program, and in a short interview like this, it's impossible to go through the four parts of Medicare and clearly define that for everybody, but we do oversee A and B, which is the fee-for-service side, and then C and D, which is what's called Medicare Advantage and your prescription drug plans. But in addition to that, we run the Medicaid programs where we interact with the states. We oversee the administrative contractors who actually do the billing and the payments for Medicare services. We have a survey and certification branch which audits nursing facilities and hospitals to ensure the safety and quality of the services that are being given to our Medicare beneficiaries. And then with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, we are also overseeing the health insurance marketplaces and some innovative programs such as accountable care organizations that have been implemented because of the law.
The Medicare law is closing what was known as the donut hole for Medicare Part D. What was the donut hole? What does that mean, and how will this affect the enrollment period?
So the donut hole is a gap in prescription drug coverage where basically an individual pays for their prescription drugs, and in 2015, you enter the gap after you've spent $2,960 on covered drugs. So prior to the Affordable Care Act, you were responsible for full cost of drugs while you were in the gap, and the gap closes at $4,700 in 2015. So what the donut hole coverage does is instead of you having to pay full cost of drugs while you're in that gap, you actually only pay 45% of the cost on covered drugs and 65% on the cost for generic drugs to fill that gap.
And these decisions have to be made by December 7th. What happens on December 7th? No changes can be made after that for another year?
So come December 7th, the open enrollment period closes. There are always special enrollment periods throughout the year that would qualify you to look at coverage. And there's one special enrollment period that is open to everybody. If you want to go into what we call a five-star rated plan, you can do a special enrollment period one time throughout the year to enroll in a five-star plan. And the five-star plans are denoted within the plan finder on Medicare.gov, or your state health insurance assistance program representative can help you find a five-star plan.